you know, it starts with the very first moment you get out of bed. And, you know, instead of saying, oh, good God, it's morning, you could say, good morning, God, you know. And, like, just to get out of bed and literally for 3 seconds, just say, Lord, I offer this day to you. Be with me. And, you know, there's a great spiritual key that if we can just understand that, like, you know, God wants to be part of everything we do in our lives. Like, the key to our faith, of course, is the incarnation. And the Word was made flesh, you know. I mean, the five most important words in the Bible, one could say, you know. And the Word was made flesh.
The incarnation. And
the incarnation. And Jesus lived on this earth, worked with his hands, had to get up in the morning, had to do his work, looking after his mom and his foster father when he was alive, and all of that. So he has sanctified all human noble activity. So for that person listening who's, you know, who's working, who's got chores every day, or whether they're working or not, we all have things to do, we can sanctify that. We don't necessarily have to be in the church, and of course, and it's wonderful if we can get into Mass and get to adoration. Of course, that is central, that is key. But all of the other things we do in the car, you know, I like to think of the car as my traveling chapel, you know, because I can be there with my rosary beads. I can be praying for the people as they pass by. If I'm a married person, I can be saying to the Lord, you know, look after my children, Lord, give me a safe journey here. When I do my work, wherever it be, I can try and offer up that work to God. I know one man, for example, who sits down in an office for several hours every day, and he has divided his time out. He offers the first hour for the sick. He offers the third, the second hour for the deceased. He offers the third hour for somebody in hospital or whatever, you know. He has turned his work into a prayer. And if we can discover that the Lord Jesus wants to be with us right throughout the day, we're trying to work well, we're trying to be honest and decent and hardworking and punctual and all the rest of it.
Right.
All of these things, trying to turn them into a prayer, like when Jesus himself was making chairs and tables in Nazareth, isn't that wonderful to think that God the Son made chairs and tables? So
yes,
our
exactly.
ordinary lives are good, and they can be offered up to God. I think if we can learn that trick, it will change everything we do.